huge problem. The body is always suffering in one way or the other. The mind also is always suffering in one way or the other. So there is a very important purpose of this question, you know, how to get rid of these gunas, which are causing all the suffering. But perhaps we could say that the question is somehow misdirected. And we'll see how now Sri Krishna addresses that problem. We now pick up the thread. We're now 10 verses later, and this is where Sri Krishna has already been teaching them. We saw the teaching begin in the last week's class. We won't review that. We'll continue now with these teachings. So this is Sri Krishna then responding to their question. Guneshwa vishate cheto, gunashvaya vishate cheto, gunash chetasi cha prajaha, gunash chetasi cha prajaha, jivasya deha ubhayam, jivasya deha ubhayam, gunash cheto maratmanaha, gunash cheta atmanaha. So here Sri Krishna actually paraphrases and with that old dear voice, so to Sri Krishna now continues in a second. First half sets up the problem. The mind and the gunas are inextricably connected, and you're never going to undo that knot. So how to come out of the suffering caused by the mind and its gunas? And Sri Krishna hints at the answer in the second half. He says, jivasya, for the person whose mind and gunas are so knotted together, for such a person, that person has a deha, a physical body, also has ubhayam, both of those two, gunas and chetas, mind. Gunaha, cheto. He also has gunas and mind. So the jiva, a person, the person sitting in your chair has a body, also has a mind and these gunas. But here's where Sri Krishna hints at the answer. He says, jivasya, for that person, maratmanaha, the atma, the true self of that person, is mat, is a pronoun form of me. I am the self of that person. And self here, and we'll see it's described more as we continue, he's referring to the consciousness, which is your essential nature. We use baby will start crying immediately. The baby wants comfort. The baby already has raga and dvesha, wants warm and comfort and wants to avoid coldness. Already newborn, the baby has raga dvesha. And the baby has lived with that raga and dvesha. The baby is the one who's grown up to the person sitting in your chair right now. How many years has that baby lived with his raga and dvesha for a long time? That's where habitual mental behavior comes from. So our minds are so deeply conditioned by raga dvesha to seek the desirable, to avoid the undesirable. So that is problem one, the mind being attached to gunas. Gunas would include being, for the baby, being warm and avoiding cold. This is in ancient worldview. These are gunas, warmth, coolness, everything in the physical world and non-physical world. It's all gunas. So mind is attached to gunas. And then the second half of the problem, he restates in the third line, gunacha chitta prabhavaha. He says, cha and gunaha, those gunas, are chitta prabhava. They are born of the mind, which means, I think the point he wants to make here is, if you're thinking that the gunas that your mind is attached to, if they're all outside, then close your eyes. Does that solve the problem? Your mind itself creates new problems. So the gunas are outside as objects that you find desirable, as objects that you find undesirable. Those gunas are also inside, born of your own mind, born of, for example, some emotions are pleasant, some emotions are unpleasant. So this is a restatement of the problem. What is added here is the had this problem since birth, and it's with you every moment of the day. How can we unknot these two? How do you answer that question? Or make a bad point. You cannot unknot of that. You cannot unknot. These cannot be unknot. This is the human condition as long. that word